And it's 7:08. We are Bob and Marianne in the morning. You are listening to News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. And they're here. Everybody's here on time. Yay! I told you we're having a full house this morning.
Happy joy.
So in no particular order, we'll go by from left to right, like you're supposed to, and I'll introduce everybody that's here. You really should give Craig the higher chair so I can see him. And I'll let you know who's here, why they're here, and the reason, well, why is the reason, what is going on tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow's going to be a very big day for a lot of people. So first of all, I'm going to start with, should I say retired, or yes, should I say retired Staff Sergeant Stuart Smith?
It's good.
Okay, got to use the microphone. There we go. Got talking to. Bring the mic to you. Don't be afraid. We're just, yeah, bring the mic to you. Don't break it, Deb. Just bring the mic to you. I should have instructed everyone beforehand. And we talk right into the mic. So welcome, Sergeant Smith. I call you that. Can I call you Stuart?
Anything you feel comfortable with.
I feel comfortable with. We'll see how we go along. All right. Swing the mic over to Matt. All right. Here we've got Matt Gessinger, right?
Geisinger.
Yes.
Geisinger. Like
a guy singer. Right. I've always called you Gessinger. How come you never corrected me?
It's pronounced so many different ways, or you just get used to it
after
a while.
This is Matt Geisinger.
Good morning.
Along with Debbie Geisinger, who are husband and wife. Say good morning, Deb.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, then we've got someone very special to my family, okay? And that's, you know, I've never pronounced your name, last name once, so let me guess. Selaz?
Close, Selaz.
Selaz, okay.
Close.
We got
that was good.
Laura Selaz, who is the owner of, proprietor of Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash on Route 37 East in Toms River, of which I was grateful to find a year ago about now because of Debbie and Matt, the only ones that my puppies go to. And then we got Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hello,
see you in the corner, but nobody else can see you.
I'm hiding.
Saltarelli.
You got it.
Yay, we got Greg Saltarelli. Now, Craig, we know we have a retired staff sergeant. We have the owners of the Lost Dog Search and Rescue. We've got the owner of Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. Craig, how do you fall into this group? What exactly? I don't know what you do.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're a voice
We're
for the animals.
We're still trying to figure it out.
Okay, you're still. Craig, really, what? Seriously, I know you're a voice for the animals I am, like we all are, but what exactly?
Well, I can tell you in a short form.
Okay.
In 2008, I was involved in a real bad accident, pedestrian accident. Couldn't go back to work.
Okay.
So I decided to, you know, put my life to animals, and I went to school and became an animal control officer and an animal cruelty investigator.
Okay.
I worked in numerous municipalities. I met Matt and Debbie while I was working in Toms River Shelter.
Okay.
And then ever since then, I was so impressed and so honored to be part of their team. It's just been incredible. It's not only been incredible to work with them, but it's opened so many doors for so many animals. It's just an incredible
feeling.
Were
you an animal person before all this?
Oh, yeah.
But not as big, maybe?
I wasn't as involved.
As involved,
yeah,
okay.
You know, I've had animals, you know, I had pets and everything, but never to the point of, doing fundraisers or fighting for them, you know. And,
of which you do.
Yeah, and last year...
You scare me sometimes. You know, which I love.
Last year was the Justice for Mocha thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that was horrible. And I think that's pretty much what kicked off everything that I've done since. You know, that was like, for me, my big hurrah.
All right. All right, so that's how you fall into this pack, no pun intended, okay? Now we're going back to Sergeant Smith. I feel comfortable calling you Sergeant Smith. I'm giving you the respect that you deserve.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. How did you fall into what's going on? You know what? That's the wrong order. Let's go to Debbie and Matt first. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, I think we need to go to Debbie and Matt first because you're spearheaded this, what is starting. First of all, your Lost Dog Search and Rescue.
Yes.
So explain to our listener friends, what is Lost Dog Search and Rescue?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because it's something I wanted to touch base on today.
Of course we were.
A little further, though, why we do what we do.
Okay.
And how everyone else has gotten involved. Several years ago, one of our dogs was at a doggy daycare, and he escaped the doggy daycare. They had left two gates open, and he escaped. Mm-hmm. He was missing for 4 days, and we got a group of our friends out helping us search. Long story short, we were very fortunate to find him.
Okay.
But after that helplessness that we had felt in those 4 days, Matt would go on Craigslist, and if we saw people saying that they had lost their dogs, we would call and offer our help because we knew that feeling, mm-hmm. and we wanted to help. Well, after a while, we start, you know, you learn as you go what dogs will have a tendency to do. And before long, people heard about us. And we have helped in over these several years to find over a few hundred, 250 dogs, if not more. But then what happened from that was we would many times find dogs that were dumped when we were looking for someone yeah. else's dog. Being the animal lovers we are, I'd take the dog in, get it medical attention. If it had behavior problems, we would rehabilitate it. And then we would find it a forever home. And I have stayed in touch with every single dog we have ever adopted out.
And so, some of them have even come back to you because you found out it wasn't the perfect match.
Right. If there was, that's the conditions of the adoption. If for any reason they cannot keep the dog, it's to come back to us. Because, you know, each one has a piece of our hearts.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I know that
but
feeling.
What I wanted to say, and I think, you know, for anyone out there that, you know, is feeling down and out, and when you go out and you do something without expecting anything in return, the feeling is priceless. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like an addiction after that because you get such a feeling of worth. You know, every dog I've ever saved, it's a feeling that I really can't express. It's something that money can't buy. And it becomes an addiction almost. You just, you know, you want to, and then what happens is it comes back to you. Because when we started doing this, we were at a very bad time financially in our life. And even though we didn't have the money, we would scrape what we had for the gas money to go on these searches. Mm-hmm. And then because of it, I truly believe what you do comes back to you. We started a pet sitting business that just exploded. And it actually became our main source of income. But it allowed us to financially to go on more searches, to help more dogs, rescue them. And finally, you know, we became a 501c3.
Which is nonprofit.
Right. And now, you know, we have more dogs, so we run on donations. But it's a feeling that, you know, what you do, karma. What
oh,
you
I believe
do comes
that.
Back to you. So for that person not feeling, you know, that's out there right now that's down and out or, you know, depression, just go out. Do something good, a smile, open a door, let a car in front of you. Just start that way.
Right.
And believe me, it's just a wonderful feeling when you do something for someone not looking yeah. for anything in return.
It's yeah. true. Now, wait a second, guys. We got to take a little break, Lauren. Got to take a little break, and then we're going to come right back, listener friends. So I want you to stick with us. You're listening to News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310, and we'll be right back.